Earlier this year, the State Agency for Healthcare Administration switched to a new Medicaid provider after discovering fraudulent billing practices. But as Health News Florida's Delina Miller reports, some therapists say the recent state contractor switch has made patients miss treatments.
When you step inside the Creative Behavior Solutions Clinic in Largo, the first thing you notice isn't what you see, it's what you can hear. This space, with its little desks and walls lined with bookshelves stuffed with toys and games, is not a school or daycare. It's a therapy clinic. In one corner, registered behavioral therapist Hema Sosa is helping 4-year-old Emerson White trace his name on paper. He flicks his tongue out periodically and sometimes flaps his arms. He gurgles more than he talks.
Ready, set, trace.
Emerson has Asperger's and cerebral palsy. He's here to learn things like the alphabet and shapes. But it's also therapeutic, says his mother, Jeannie White.
He's learning how to focus his attention on things he should, like schoolwork, and he's learning to sit longer and to do better at his safety boundaries. Like, he could just run the road if we let him.
Emerson has been coming to the clinic since last September for applied behavior analysis therapy, often shortened to ABA. He's one of 3,800 kids who were partially or fully denied Medicaid for this treatment since the state in March clamped down on fraudulent billing practices. Although his parents found a new way to pay for his therapy, 3 weeks without it caused him to return to some self-destructive behaviors.
And now he's kind of gone back some.
Karen Berkman is director of the Center for Autism and Related Disabilities at the University of South Florida. She says ABA is widely used to help people with autism control harmful behaviors and learn to communicate better.
We break down the task into each little step that we do so that we can create a very concrete step-by-step way of teaching a child a new skill and then reinforcing that skill so that it's more likely to occur again.
The State Agency for Healthcare Administration says the 3,800 children who were denied ABA coverage don't need the therapy. Besides, it's not the only treatment out there. There's speech therapy, in horse therapy, and art therapy, and a number of other strategies to help integrate kids into regular schools with other children. But Berkman says none are quite as interdisciplinary as ABA. And she says communication and behavior are intrinsically linked.
This is something that is a direct teaching strategy that's needed in that child's life at that time to be able to help them learn other ways to get the message across. And that has a very long history of being successfully done through ABA strategies.
Statewide, a total of 2.2 million children are eligible for Florida Medicaid, and nearly 41,000 have been approved for applied behavior analysis since March. But some families say those kids saw delays after the switch to a new provider. The state says they have no records of patients experiencing interruptions in treatment, and that claims to the contrary are untrue and misleading. The longest a child had to wait for approval was 12 days. And in a statement to Health News Florida, the agency said the backlog has been resolved, with claims now being processed in 5 days. But some therapists, like Brittany Harger of Creative Behavior Solutions in Largo, are worried a new backlog will emerge as those 41,000 children come due for new authorizations this month and next. New paperwork is required because Medicaid rules say these children need to reapply every 6 months for treatment.
We're worried about backlog. We're worried about denials. We're worried about a lot of things coming through, and we're not really able to get too much information from them.
State officials say they're not too concerned. Only 2,200 children are due for review. But Harger says she and other therapists who work with these children are skeptical. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.